Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is Fire Moth Spirit Warrior turning in on Blog Talk Radio. On Wednesday afternoon at 11:25. Today I'm just going to read a short story about my dogs that I love. We love them. They're cute. They're furry. They're a lot of work. And I call my one dog Old Bones Holmes because he was just kind of born with hypoallergenic this and hypoallergenic that, some kind of bad hips, and he's 7, so he's still pretty young, but you'd think he was about 10 or so. He's a big-sized dog, too, so I think that has some bearing. He may not have a really long run, but we hope. Holmes meets Pella, a dog tale. I'm going to read a short story of my dog's meeting. This is a night in light and fun. No politics today. It's a nice short story. Maybe a little smile will arise on your face. Not to mention it is important to always take your first dog to meet the puppies to see who gets along better with your older dog, I think. So I'm going to read a story about Old Bones Holmes and Miss Pella. A dog tale, a short story. Dogs, alpha male and female. Pooches, training, entertainment, public. Short link. If you want to call in, nobody ever does. It's all right. Nobody knows when I'm going on air. 657-383-1065. Thanks. Holmes meets Pella, a dog tale. Well, we had to move again. Sorry, Holmes. And he had made a 2-year-old buddy with an older mixed-breed dog named Blue. They hung out for 2 years while we were trying to get back on our feet from losing our jobs, and we had to move back in the family. So when we got to our new place, he seemed very sad and did not want to go on walks. He was making us sad just looking at him. We gave it 6 months, and we decided maybe he needed a buddy. We started looking in the paper for puppies. As I was searching, I started having memories come back of when Holmes was a puppy just 3 years prior, ripping and tearing around the house, Holmes apparently thinking that all stuffed animals were his to possess of and rip them and share them, shred them, and pull its eyes out. It was a ferocious side of him, which is apparently from one of the 5 breeds he may or may not be. His mom was supposedly a Rottweiler, German Shepherd, and Doberman Pinscher. Thus would explain his aggressive manner in playing and annihilating his stuffed animal toys. But he just looked like a lab mix, a fawn red color with floppy lab ears. Sometimes it made us wonder if he would do that to us. Probably not, right? Well, I'm still here writing about Holmes, and it's 7 years later, so I guess we're all right. Holmes loves people and is surely a lover, not a fighter. Well, how did Holmes meet Pella? I found an ad in the paper, and they were advertising Husky Lab mixed puppies. We made a call, and me and Holmes went to meet the clan of pups. They were crazy, and there seemed to be 100 of them as they swarmed around our feet. Pella seemed to be the boss of the group and was the only one smart enough not to go under Holmes' feet. She barreled down the part of the yard away from us, turned around, sat down, and took a long, hard look at us. Then, after a while, she warmed up to us, and I picked her up. She was quite the squirmy little puppy and not the nicest to her brothers and sisters. But I kept picking her up accidentally, the same puppy, and saying, "Oh, this one, her face, her eyes." The owner seemed to make favorites of Pella and would bring her in at night while the others had to stay out in the crate. But I told her it had to be her. Holmes is good with her, and I felt it might end up being a good buddy match one day, I hope. Well, it became that, but it did take a little time and training. See, I thought 2 alphas, a male and a female, would do good together. Most of the time and over the last year of the 4 years, it has been mainly peaceful. However, we soon found out Pella had one mean streak laced with jealousy of Holmes. She wanted to be Holmes, and Holmes is and was always bigger than her and, well, just frankly lived longer than her, and we had a life with him for a short time before her. They both got shared everything, and love was surely shared, and if anything, my son took to Pella more than Holmes. So she had that constant. Everything seemed to be going well. We were inching on Pella being a year old, and Holmes and her would play in the fields together. It seemed a match made in heaven. Then one day, Pella captured a mouse and brought it to us and dropped it, and Holmes swooped it up and killed it and dropped it and ran off, ornery at best, and the poor innocent mouse. Holmes, why would you do that to her mouse? Her whole face dropped. We thought they would never repair. She was upset. She fought with him repeatedly, at least once a week for a month. We only presumed it was still over her mouse she had brought to us. See, she would also hang out with the guinea pig we once had. She is mother at heart. Before the guinea pig hit 6 years old, Paolo would always check on her for a couple of years before the guinea pig passed away. Oh, Miss Nibbles, you were the best little guinea pig. Holmes would have been a good daddy, but not necessarily to mice or smaller or larger animals. Oh, Holmes. Well, it's just the breeds he has. He loves bunny meat. He also has enough sense to know if I was holding a small animal, like a guinea pig, he would never hurt the guinea pig. Well, those are a couple later stories, but early on, when I got home with the puppy and the whole family was home, Holmes gave Pella a word of warning, and barking and growling language looked pretty serious. He did it while she was in her crate, and he did it next to the crate, digging and tearing at a doggy bed while he displayed his manhood. His doggy manhood. Once again, it was slightly concerning. I had wondered if I had made a mistake. He did not seem too happy about the puppy, but he did perk up some already. He was going on walks again. Sadness was definitely going away, but he was acting like a macho jerk when she came home. But he was smarter than us, because it would continue that Pella would try to be the boss of him. Even though he was a swifter hunter, she was a swifter runner. I really do not know how dogs set up who is boss, but it seemed over the last few years, Pella became the scout on their hunting adventures, and Holmes is the capturer of the hunt. Pella is a retriever, and she retrieves things for you. Holmes never was a go-and-fetch kind of dog. It was capture and rip the ball or frisbee or stuffed animal up. He was not particularly fun to play with because he just took the object and annihilated it, and you were just standing there looking at him like, really? This was fun? He always looked proud that he had did exactly what he was supposed to do. He stopped most of that after the first year. Holmes just likes to nap, listen, and watch around the house, go for hunts in the forest. Pella and Holmes, I think, do live happily ever after. Pella helped Holmes get back on walking and trying to keep his bad back legs mobile before they get too bad. They would lay with each other, clean each other, and seem to care about each other as dogs would. It was nice to see Pella bring back out some old spunk in our old bones homes. Well, I hope everyone has a great day today. I'm going to play Jesus, Can You Find My Heart? And everyone have a beautiful day.
So my
Everyone have a beautiful day. I'm signing off from Blog Talk Radio today, and this is Fire Moss Spirit Warrior. Goodbye.